A Nudist's Memories, narrated by Alexandra Anderson. Narrated for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. The World's Most Beautiful Voyage, by Zoe. She'd applied to get away, and now to go back home. Life in the capital had become a never-ending chase. She needed peace and quiet to re-find some of what she'd lost on the way. She was on her way home, home to North Norway, a new home and a new life. She was ready for it now. A famous philosopher once said that you should never travel faster than your soul could fly. And now she was sitting on the coastal steamer. 14.5 knots would probably be a defensible speed. So far, the world's most beautiful voyage had been pure balsam for the soul. Leaning back comfortably in a deck chair, with a woolen blanket wrapped around her legs, she watched the landscape changing character as they journeyed northwards. It became wilder and more naked and lay bathed in a fantastic light. The month of August was giving its best display. A little distance away, she caught sight of two young men sitting against the rail. One fair, the other dark. They were tanned and had tousled hair from the wind and salt spray. Nature really had something on offer today. They came towards her. Tourist or native? The blonde one regarded her with a questioning smile. A bit of both, she laughed back. She knew her accent would give her away, despite being smoothed by many years of absence from that part of the country. And you're from the West, then? Yes, you might call us Southerners off to seek their fortune in the far north, the dark one roguishly replied. They sat down, chatting with ease. Out here in no man's land, out at sea, it was as if they'd known each other for years. No names were mentioned. Liberation lay in letting all the conversational presentation criteria fall by the wayside. This was something else. It got late, and the salty sea air made them thirsty. The bar had closed, so the boys invited her down to their cabin for a beer. Why not, she thought. There was no one waiting for her. And two lovely men were not just to be turned away. The cabin was small and cramped, and all the more intimate because of it. They all sat on the one bunk. She could feel the expectation in the air. It didn't scare her. Rather, she felt a quivering excitement. Slightly woozy in a sweet alcoholic rush, hot and sweaty after many hours on deck, she was pretty turned on.